In English, we say thank you. In Swahili, we say asante. In my mother tongue, we say erokamano. Hi, my name is Awino Awiti, and this is Unspoken, the podcast. Food for thought. What is the first thing you did when you woke up today? Did you just wake up and just jump out of your bed, maybe hop into the shower and just get on doing your things? Or sat down there and just laid down there and stared at the empty ceiling, deep in your thoughts, thinking about your life, how your life is messed up maybe, or what you need to do. Maybe you just sat there maybe, or maybe you just sat there thinking nothing. You're just empty thoughts, just staring. Or did you just wake up and prayed? Did you wake up and pray and whispered a short prayer and said, God, thank you. You took me through the night. I'm able to see this new day, God. Thank you. Thank you for that. Or did you wake up and started complaining? Did you wake up and just say, ah, this life, no balance. This life is hard. This life. You just started, ulianza kujihurumia. And say, hey, sasa leo, what do I do with my life today? Are you that person? You just woke up and say, ata leo ishitu. Nasikia tu ata sina psych. You're just feeling like, no, I can't do this shit no more. I'm just tired. Are you the one who just wakes up and starts complaining? Or did you wake up and took your notebook and started writing down your plans for the day? You start writing, today I'm supposed to go to work maybe, or supposed to go to class. After class, I'm supposed to do this and this, go for a meeting, or just do this and this. Are you the person who wakes up and plans your day and know that by this and this time I'm supposed to do this? Are you that person? So those are just basically different types of people who wake up and view life in a different perspective. And let me tell you this, how the attitude you wake up with determines your day. If you wake up and say, ah, I'm going to conquer today, I'm going to conquer this day. If you wake up and say, I am the best version of myself. It's me against the world. Personally, I wake up that way. I just wake up and say, I am a queen. I am a queen. I am meant for greatness. It's me against the world. There's nothing that life throws at me that I can't conquer. I am that person. Period. I am a queen. That's what I wake up saying. So, what type of person are you? And the people have listed. Yours is not even there. Just think about that. What type of person are you when you wake up? Or what do you do when you wake up? Are you grateful that you've even woken up? Or you just start complaining? Are you even grateful for waking up? So, gratitude. Let's learn to practice the art of gratitude. That small thing you've achieved, learn to appreciate yourself. Just wake up, whisper a short prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for helping me see this day. Because others slept, never woke up. Walienda hivyo. They never woke up. Here you are. You've woken up healthy. And well, you're healthy. Not working up in a hospital. You are healthy. Your body is fully functioning. Wake up. Those other people I forgot. Wake up. Look for their phone. Social media. Are you that kind of person? There are those people who just wake up, swipe through their phone first. Social media. Instagram. Facebook. What's going on? Are you that kind of person? If you are, it's not bad. But at least wake up and just breathe. Take a moment and breathe in and just say, I am grateful. And just appreciate yourself. I am grateful I have seen this day. And this day is going, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. Just imagine, don't even, but just start, wake up just and say, it's going to be a good day. And see how your day is going to be different from other days that you wake up complaining. Just say, today is going to be a good day. Today is going to be a great day. Everything that comes, I'm going to conquer. Yeah? Try that. Try that and tell me if you don't see a difference. You must see a difference. So, basically, let's just practice the art of gratitude. Be grateful for what you already have. I was one person, but I was a complainer. I was a huge complainer. Kitambo. I liked complaining. I would wake up and say, I am bored. In fact, it's so boring. What do I do with my life today? I'm so bored. If you wake up with that attitude, hey, my friend, you will continue be getting bored. You'll not see any progress in your life. You'll just, because see, once you're negative already, your mind, you have a negative mindset. You'll just attract negative energy. But once you wake up and say, I am queen. I am a queen. I'm going to achieve this. Today is a good day. And sure, it is going to be a good day. It all starts from the mindset, like I told you from the other episode. It all starts from the mindset. Positivity, you just say, today, it's a good day. Everything that happens, everything that, I'm going to conquer it. It's me against the world. I am a queen, period. Now, turn out to things, the day will be successful and you'll just be grateful. Just be, practice the art of gratitude. Be grateful for what you already have. Just go back and think, last year, a time like this, where were you? What were you doing with your life? Last year, a time like this, I was living in a bedsitter. Or maybe last year, a time like this, I was in a single room. I was living in a single room. But now, here I am. I'm living in a two-bedroom. I'm living in a one-bedroom. That is progress. And you have to sit down and pat yourself in the back and say, I am grateful. I did this. I am so happy. I appreciate myself. I worked hard and I achieved this. I am grateful for this. I am an achiever. A huge one. I am an achiever. I did this. Be grateful. Or maybe last year, a time like this, You started a business, maybe you have a business, maybe you started a business last year, or maybe a project, or maybe just anything. Last year, maybe it's a business. And this year, you have more customers, you have more clients, things are just things are just moving slowly in your way. And you never stop to be grateful. You are always there like, I need to expand my business. No, I need to... I need to attract more customers. How do I start attracting more customers? But in real sense, you're not even grateful for the customers you have or the people that you have supporting your business. Be grateful first, and you'll just see that eventually, you'll start growing. Practice the, human beings. We always want more in life. But it's not wrong, but you always want more in life. But you need to pause and look back and acknowledge everything that we have in our life. Right. You need to just pause and just look back to what you have in life. Don't be that person who just complains. We are always complaining. If I was complaining, I've told you that I was always a huge complainer. Don't be that person who usually complains a lot in life. Like, aki minateseka. I used to say that. Aki minateseka. Aki maisha ni ngumu aje. Aki kai. You want other people's lives. You're admiring other people's life. You're not even grateful for what you have in life. Aki minateseka. Maisha ni ngumu. Don't be a complainer. Be grateful for the little things that you have in life, for what you already have. Most of us are primarily focused on the future and worry about it. Nonetheless, let us take out some time from the busy day and just think of everything that we went through in the past. Feel every struggle and every happiness that you've had in your life. Understand that whatever happens in our life happens for a reason. Thank yourself and your loved ones for everything that you have around you. Most of us are highly privileged and don't even know. We just compare ourselves to others. That lunch that you've had, that food that you have for the day, you've had your meals for the day, that is a huge privilege that you underrate. See, there are a lot of people out there who sleep hungry. Cindy, people are out here sleep hungry, but you've eaten, you're well fed, you have a place to sleep, you have shelter. Just be grateful for that. That is a huge blessing, since not everyone has that privilege. Just practice that art of gratitude. Make it a habit. Take a piece of paper or a gratitude journal and note every possible event or instance that made you happy or proud. Just think, sit down and think, when was the last time you just had that huge laugh, ugly laugh in a boat? You're just genuinely happy, you just laughed. Think of that day and be grateful. Things that make you smile, those things that make your heart light up, be grateful for those moments. Be grateful for those things or those people that make you happy. Appreciate them in your life. Don't just take them for granted. Be happy that they're in your life for the time there. Just be happy. Just be grateful for that. So, from me to you, practice the art of gratitude. I hope after listening to this podcast, you will go and pick a notebook and note down what you're grateful for in your life. Trust me, if you start doing that daily, and just your life, your life changing. Because once you have a grateful heart, you practice that act of gratitude, you'll realize that the things that you desire will just eventually find a way of coming to you, because you're already grateful for what you have. So guys, from me to you, be grateful. Practice the art of gratitude. And you can leave a comment and tell me what you're grateful for, and I'll just appreciate it. So this is it for this episode. I hope to see you on the next one. Remember, keep it unspoken. Bye.